Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
During a stunning moment in the trial in San Francisco involving Planned Parenthood, Sandra Merritt, and David DeLayden, there was an absolute game changer when the abortionist admitted crushing baby body parts for profit. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, as we have said before, the judge in California has a past history of supporting being favorable toward Planned Parenthood. We asked the court to recuse, but the judge refused to do so. Now we are having to fight this battle, defending it with one arm, almost, in fact, two arms tied behind our back, because the judge has given a very big advantage to Planned Parenthood. And that advantage is the jury cannot see the videos. The jury cannot see the videos.
But the trial is about the videos.
The trial is about the videos.
Talk about handcuffing them. Yeah.
It's amazing. You know, it's unbelievable, because if the jury were able to see these videos, they would see very easily the truth. Now, we were able to show a number of these videos in the criminal preliminary hearing, but not in the civil case, the multimillion-dollar lawsuit. This is the rules that the judge has set. Now, we pray that we'll prevail at the trial and that we won't need an appeal. But these things are certainly appealable issues, because we have the right to be able to present evidence, to defend our clients, and we're handicapped. But in this particular case, something amazing happened. There was argument regarding this particular video of Dr. Nucatola. Dr. Nucatola is on a video talking about these abortion procedures.
And the judge, she's sitting there eating her salad, drinking wine, let's say.
Yeah, the judge refused to allow the video to come in. Mm-hmm. Harry Mehet, our chief litigation counsel, came up and argued again for that video. The Planned Parenthood attorney said, "Judge, you just denied the request of the other counsel to show the video." Harry indicated that the video he wanted to show was for the purpose of the fact that it wasn't in a private, confidential setting. He said there's about 20 plus or more people mm-hmm. that are in and about going by this table in this open restaurant, mm-hmm. and therefore it's not confidential. Planned Parenthood argued against it still. The judge says, "Well, I'll let you show the video, but you have to put it on mute." And Harry said, "Well, that's not going to work, because you have to listen to what they were saying,
right,
so that you understand that what they're talking about is sensitive information.
Correct.
It's not something that is just
general
conversation."
Yeah.
They're not talking about the weather. They're not
right.
talking about how you were doing today. They're talking about specific information
right.
that is sensitive. And yet all these people are around. Planned Parenthood argued again, no. And the judge ended up allowing the video. And that was stunning. 4.5 minutes of video were shown. And it's Dr. Deborah Nucatola, and she's sitting at a table in a restaurant. There's 20 to 30 people in this 4.5 minutes. It's mm-hmm. a very busy place.
Oh, yeah.
A very busy place. People are coming and going, passing by. And she's sitting in the table where she's right next to people when they pass by.
Right.
And Sandra and David are on the other side of the table.
You know, you can't have a private conversation in a busy restaurant. It just doesn't happen.
And so they're talking about these various kinds of parts. So this Dr. Deborah Nucatola is actually saying on this video that she wants to extract intact body parts so that they're not destroyed. And so what she does in this 4.5 minutes, she takes forceps and she grabs the baby and grabs it by the feet and drags it toward the opening of the uterus.
Well, she intentionally causes it to come out breech,
right.
which that is illegal in itself.
Yeah, so she's intentionally, so that's illegal That's an illegal process where you're intentionally doing that kind of a procedure to harvest baby body parts. Right. So that's clear. So she's bringing the baby out feet first. Mm-hmm. But part of the baby is still in. So the baby hasn't breathed the first breath yet out of the womb. And what she wants to harvest are certain organs. And so she takes another forceps. And this is a very graphic, people, but this is what was actually shown to the video. And this is why these videos are so important. She takes a forceps around this baby who's still alive. And she will put one at the top of the thorax and the other at the bottom, and she crushes both ends, crushes them, while this baby is alive. And then she will take out intact livers, hearts, other kinds of body parts, so that they're not crushed. Well, what she has left is the head. Mm-hmm. So she brings the head out intact as well, so that they can harvest the intact brain. This was shown to the video.
And then
this was shown to the jury.
And you know, Matt, then she ends it and says, you know, we've been very successful with that, I'd say, as if she's just nonchalantly talking about car parts or something. These are babies.
These are unborn. Babies. These are unborn babies that are alive. She says, here's what she said. This is what's on the video. So she says, you're kind of just cognizant of where you put your graspers, which are forceps. You try to intentionally go above and below the thorax so that, you know, we've been very good at getting heart, lung, liver, because we know that. So I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below. I'm going to crush above. And I'm going to see if I can get it all intact. And the calvarium, which is the skull, in general, some people will actually try to change the presentation so that it's not vertex, because when it's vertex presentation, you never have enough dilation at the beginning of the case unless you have real huge amount of dilation to deliver an intact calvarium. So if you do it starting from the breech position, feet first, there's a dilation that happens as the case goes on. And often, the last you can evacuate an intact calvarium at the end. And we've been pretty successful at that, I'd say.
Oh, why, eating her salad and drinking wine.
Yeah.
It's horrific.
And so the jury got a chance to see it. And there's lots of videos. There's hundreds of hours of videos. Mm-hmm. And this is why the judge doesn't want the jury to see it, because the jury was obviously moved. Now, here this doctor was on the stand. Dr. Deborah Nucatola.
Who's performed up to, what, 200 abortions in a week?
She's done up to 200 abortions in a week, tens of thousands of abortions.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing 200 in a week.
No.
200 in a week, tens of thousands of abortions. And they have thought about how do they harvest intact body parts. They thought about how they're going to change the abortion procedure. And so every day, every week, this doctor crushes babies for body parts to get higher sales, higher profit. And so this doctor was on the stand before this video was shown, and she was sort of weepy, like she is nervous about the videos, and this is all part of their charade that they're surprised and that they ought to have damages. And whenever you have somebody on the stand that acts like that, you know, sometimes it connects with the jury. And yet the jury then got to see this same woman, sitting in an open place, surrounded by 20, 30 people talking about this, what I just talked about. She said all this in public. People are coming by the table. This is not your general, how are you doing? How's the weather? This is telling specifics about how they alter the abortion procedure to crush babies born alive. This is what this trial is about, and this is why it's so important.
This happens every day in America.
Yeah, this is the face of Planned Parenthood and the whole abortion industry. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these videos, in fact, this video, you can go on our website lc.org, and you can watch it and send it out. I encourage you to share this with your friends on your social media feed. And pray for our team. This is an exhausting, long, it's the most expensive trial we've ever had. And if you want to be a part of supporting this, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and go to the donate screen. We have a very special page set aside just for this, lc.org/Sandra. Pray that more truth like this is revealed to the jury and that justice will prevail. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.